planning to have a picnic.
I guess so, yeah.
Ooh. A romantic picnic at the misty Yamagata Castle.
That's right. With
amongst the cherry blossoms.
That's right. Romantic rich.
Wow. Speaking slowly so you can understand. Just a couple of teachers just doing a thing. Speaking slowly so you can understand. Just a couple of teachers just doing a thing.
Gonna give you that English. All right. Fade out as Ben says he's going to give you that English nice and slow.
Yeah. Geez, I wonder what he means.
How are you doing, Rich?
I'm good. I'm good. I've had a really active couple weeks, 2-3 weeks of just always on the go.
Out walking around.
which does remind me, last week I went from Ayashi to Akiu, which is about an 8-kilometer hike to get to a brewery.
Walking everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking over mountains.
I did, yeah. You know, 30 kilometers into the mountains kind of thing.
Have you discovered or observed any strange things on your walks recently?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have. Last night, I stumbled across that couple that I have previously talked about.
Oh, yes, the couple.
Yeah, who are never smiling.
You're right, that you think have
marital problems.
Marital problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
you imagine.
I've created a complete storyline for them.
Yeah. In your mind?
In my mind, yeah.
They're a couple who's having relationship problems.
Yes.
So they're going walking to,
yes,
to clear their head, or?
I'm convinced of this.
Okay.
Yes. And much to my surprise, because I have bumped into them at least 25, 30 times, the woman was laughing and smiling. And usually they're silent and just have very like frowny faces, kind of.
Frowning faces.
Yeah. And she's giggling and smiling. But. What? And I was thinking about this, how I could explain it. But they're still at shimmy between them distance. If I turned my body, so I walked between them with my arm.
So they're still not holding hands.
They're still more distant than you and I would be walking.
You mean you could walk right between them?
If I kind of quickly turned that distance.
That's what you mean by
shimmy. Yeah, I can
Turn sideways to go through a narrow area.
Yeah.
Shimmy through.
So there's still shimmy distance. Okay. But she was giggling.
All right.
Which was odd. Very odd.
Did you make a note in your notebook?
What I did was I took one of my earpieces out and I kind of like looked at them like going, I really want to say hi to you, but they just walk by me.
Again.
Yeah, again. I mean, I walk by them too, so it's mutual.
But maybe you saw that she was smiling and you thought, this is the big day.
This is the big day.
This is the day we finally say hello.
Yeah.
So you were saying that they weren't walking close together. You were saying you could shimmy through them, like,
yes,
in between them.
Uh-huh.
Did you?
We're not at that stage of our relationship yet.
Okay, good. So you...
There was sort of a chance last night because a car kind of came down the narrow street and we had to like kind of move to the side and it was awkward.
So the car forced them closer to
Yes. And I could have...
The giant serial killer.
I could have like faked out and, excuse me, I didn't see you, and then shimmy between them. Could have.
Oh,
could have.
That would be a
didn't
cheeky move.
It. I don't want to disturb a couple, but maybe in the future.
Hey, you know the word cheeky?
Cheeky, yes.
It's used a lot by British people,
yes,
and Australian people.
North Americans don't.
Yeah.
No.
How would we say cheeky?
I don't know. Well, let's flush out what it means. It's like sneaky.
It's like a little bit
edgy, sneaky.
Yeah, like a little bit dangerous, a little bit, you know, like you're maybe not polite.
Yeah, or
very direct.
Or just the edge of what's acceptable.
Yeah. Kind of pushing a cheeky move.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like not bad, but it's almost bad.
Like if there was like 5 cookies on the table and I took 3 and you're like, cheeky.
That would be a cheeky.
Cheeky, because we should have had 2.5 each.
Yeah.
Right, cheeky. Like I just grabbed them.
You cheeky bastard.
Cheeky bastard, yeah. I think that's...
How do we say...
I don't think we do.
Yeah.
I don't...
It's a good expression, but in North American English, we don't have a good way to say cheeky.
Yeah, so I've been super active and happy, and even today after this podcast, I'm going to go to the next prefecture over to see some cherry blossoms. I think one of the draws to Yamagata City is the illumination at night. And I didn't realize there's a castle there.
The Great Yamagata Castle.
Yes.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't?
No.
It's actually Kasumijo, like misty.
Oh, the misty castle.
Yeah.
Ah, the misty castle. Yamagata.
The Great Misty Castle.
Beautiful cherry blossoms.
Everywhere.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited about it.
You're going...
I'm going with
a date.
A date. It's a date. Uh-oh. It's a date. It's 100% a date. It's going to be kind of an evening date. She has told me to bring one of those plastic tarps that you can sit on in a park.
Yeah.
So you don't get dirty.
That's the thing she wants you to bring?
Yes. And the way she wrote it, she was like, just in case, can you bring... the tarp.
Oh.
So I'm not sure what we're planning, because it seems like there's a bunch of walkable areas, like the castle area.
Planning to have a picnic.
I guess so, yeah.
Ooh. A romantic picnic at the misty Yamagata Castle.
That's right.
Amongst the cherry blossoms.
That's right. Romantic rich.
Wow. Yeah. So how are you going to make it special?
Oh, I made last week's special at Tsutsuji Gaoka Park by bringing wine glasses.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That did it.
Wine glasses? So instead of cups?
Proper glass wine glasses. And what I did is I brought my cutting board so it would be a stable table.
Yeah.
Surface, rather. And I broke it out, and she was like, wow.
Did anyone spill the wine?
No, because of the... Dude, I'm a professional.
Okay. Well, look at you.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Romantic.
How can I make it
more... Are you going to bring...
Dang.
How are you gonna make it better than having real wine glasses?
I don't know now. Man, this is... I've got to up my game here.
I tell you what.
What's that?
You know, she's said that it's kind of your job to bring the tarp thing to the blanket to have a picnic.
To sit on, yes.
Right?
Yes.
You got to bring the best tarp.
Oh, man. Where do I get a best tarp? Oh, can I borrow that pink thing over there? She loves pink color. Pink tarp?
That's a yoga mat.
It would blow her mind. I'm like, I got this special pink tarp for us.
You know what? Just for you.
Thanks,
yes,
buddy.
You can have it.
Because she loves pink. She loves pink.
It's about time I got a different yoga mat. Really girly pink one.
Yeah, you need a more manly mat with, like, you know, skulls on it or something.
Yeah.
Or bikini girls or something.
You know? Ask... And you shall receive. Maybe. Here it is, Rich. Your brand new pink yoga mat.
Pink tarp, my friend.
That's not...
Pink tarp.
Oh, no. You can't use that.
I'll put it on top of the blue one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it'll be double function, like aesthetically pink and softer for our sitting.
Right, okay, right? So you sit on that.
Yeah, on the tarp.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The mat on the tarp, and then the picnic stuff is just on the tarp.
On the tarp, yeah. Which seems like we're not really preparing for a picnic. Because last time...
Yeah, you're just preparing for a tarp. Yoga mat love session out in nature.
Kissing amongst the cherry blossoms.
At the top of Yamagata Misty Castle.
Misty Castle, there you go. I don't think we'll be eating anything other than what we can buy there. So probably...
Festival foods.
Festival foods, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite festival food?
I am 100% loving yakisoba, which is just like a
yakisoba
grilled soba noodle with...
Yeah, Japanese fried noodle.
Oh, man, it's delicious. I love it.
I'm a big fan of yakisoba.
Yes.
I make it probably once a week around
there. Do you? Okay. Yeah. It's easy. I mean, it's...
I add tons of vegetables.
Yes, yes. And cabbage, meat or whatever.
Yeah. Bean sprouts, green peppers, yeah, onions. Good.
It's one of my favorites. I would assume we're going to do more walking because it looks like there's, I guess there's a river, and because I've seen pictures online of trees, cherry blossoms lining the river. So I have a feeling it's a more of a walking thing. And then it seemed like at night they illuminate that river lined with trees. So I think we're going to go for that.
This your first date with her where you're going somewhere kind of far?
Yes. It's like a highway bus. Yeah. Far. Yes. Yeah. What's that mean?
I was just thinking when you're sitting right next to each other on a bus for an hour.
What do you talk about?
Yeah, it might get awkward at times.
No. No, this is the one thing about this girl that is really intriguing me. We can sit and chat for hours.
Oh, really?
I mean, every time we've gone out, we'll look at the clock and we'll be like, oh my, it's been 3-4 hours. No joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Time passes mysteriously quickly.
I mean, all 3 or 4 times that we've gone out or had cherry blossom parties, you know, we'll joke like, what time do you think it is? You know, we got there at noon and we're like, it must be like 2 o'clock and it's 4 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah. Or
the time flies by when you're with your mystery lady.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
the mystery lady, the misty capel.
Misty mysterious. Actually, it's one of the things that I'm least worried about is conversation with her. She was worried because she's like, look, the cherry blossoms in Yamagata might be at that phase where the petals are blowing in the wind, like the cherry blossoms are finished and they're losing.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and she was like, I actually think it's really beautiful, but Richard probably wants to see full bloom. And then I texted her back. No, it's beautiful.
I love the falling cherry tree petals. Yes. Me too.
I was like, I wrote a poem for you. No, I just said, no, I like the leaves.
Well, yeah. It's good that you guys enjoy talking to each other. And it seems like you're excited about this lady. So
I am.
Hopefully everything goes well.
Thank you.
But let's talk about the...
Ooh.
The elephant in the room.
Uh-oh.
The thing that has caught your attention that you just can't stop
thinking about.
Me about.
The pink mats?
Not the pink mats.
Oh, the pineapples?
The pineapples. You're sitting here looking at me.
Indeed.
Sitting at my desk.
Yes.
With 2 giant boxes of pineapples.
Right? And it just catches your eye. Like, why would you have in your kind of office Oh, and two big boxes of pineapples.
You're wondering, how did this man get so rich with pineapples?
That's right. That's right.
Well.
Is it not pineapples? It's like dirty laundry or something.
They are not boxes of pineapples,
Rich. Uh-oh.
They are fresh pineapples.
Excuse me. Fresh. That word keeps coming
fresh
up today.
Pineapples. Sent all the way from Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at these babies.
I just what
so
in
big and juicy.
Just two boxes? Like whomever sent them knows you just live with your wife.
Two boxes of pineapples.
Why two?
Six large pineapples.
That's what gets
me. Total.
You. This is not a military barracks. You're not feeding soldiers here.
Well. I am feeding soldiers. Podcast soldiers.
Ooh, so poetic.
Now, I've been instructed
uh-oh.
To share these pineapples.
By whom? Wow, is this a higher...
Our very kind listener in Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah. Taiwanese pineapples are the best.
Which are famous, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
What do you think is the fair way to share
pineapples?
Pineapples.
Well, me.
Now, hold on.
Hi.
It's not only between you and I. Space Dragon, that rascally bastard.
Rascal indeed.
He's supposed to get some of the pineapples too.
Let's be cheeky and not tell him. Just wanted to use cheeky.
We have to honor the request of the listener.
Okay, if I'm going to do of the most fair math on this, there's six. I'm a single guy. I get one. You have only three people in your family. You get two. Ben has five people. He gets three.
More pineapples for Ben than me? I'm the one getting them.
No, but per person, it's more fair. You get more per person, right? Because if he gets three, he's getting like...
Because he has a family of five. And I only have a family of three.
Yeah. So you're technically, mathematically...
Damn you, Space Dragon!
What you should really do is give, like, make something or give one to the neighbor that has been nice to you.
My neighbors are, you know, we say hi, but...
Nothing special.
I wouldn't give them a pineapple.
Not pineapple worthy.
I mean, these are really special pineapples.
They look nice. They do look nice.
And they're for us.
Okay.
Teacher talk crew.
I'm just going to put my personal opinion and desires out there. I don't want more than one.
Okay.
I mean, understood. I barely will eat it. Like,
Better eat it.
Oh, I'll definitely eat it. But what I'm saying is, like, I'm going to have to share it with my girlfriend or something. They're big pineapples.
You just chop it up and put it in the fridge. And
yeah.
You can have a little.
Right, right. But I would much rather...
You better eat that, Rich.
Oh, no, I will. I will.
Ben leaves the podcast, and now we're giving him most of the pineapples, I guess.
I think that three is too many for his family, but mathematically speaking, that's the best way to do it. Because you're not going to eat more than two, right?
I might. I might get a little crazy. And,
it might go pineapple.
You're right, Rich.
I mean,
damn it. You're you know what right. I'm saying?
Like, I don't even think Ben needs three. I would say two.
That's a lot of pineapple lot for of each pineapple. Of us.
Yeah.
For my small family, two yeah. is... They're big, juicy pineapple.
Yeah.
Well, Rich, I guess I'm convinced you're right.
May I inquire and thank this listener from Taiwan.
Yes.
And me not knowing about seasons and things of most produce and vegetables. Is it pineapple season in Taiwan?
It must be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because last year she sent the mangoes when they were like right in season.
Okay.
Yeah, those Taiwanese know how to grow fruits, man.
Yes. Well, it's sort of tropical region.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's just south of Okinawa, so.
Right.
Pretty much tropical.
Right. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for the pineapples, unnamed listener. I will enjoy my one but enough pineapple.
Yeah, and I will enjoy my two pineapples, and I'm sure Space Dragon
will enjoy his three.
Rascally bastard.
What?
Giggling all the way home with his three pineapples. That means he gets a whole box.
I know.
There's three in each box.
Yeah, but it's also, that also makes it easier to give it to him in a certain way. Just give him the box.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
I mean, I'm happy you didn't go cheeky and kept them all yourself because you could have.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah.
I think, really, jokes aside.
Uh-huh.
Your plan made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think it did. I mean, I really
started thinking about the number of people in each family.
Right.
Yeah. So Ben gets a whole box.
That's okay. He deserves a whole box.
Sure, he does.
although I'm feeling a little bit left out because, you know, I'm 2 months into a relationship with a girl. So am I just one? Am I two?
Ooh, at one point, you're trying to get more.
I'm joking. I just want one.
sweet pineapples.
Okay, you just saved my life. The surprise for the picnic today is fresh Taiwanese pineapples. Look at that.
How about that?
Yeah, I'll be like, I got these pineapples from the supermarket. Nope. Taiwan. My hookup.
Straight from Taiwan. Direct. Yeah.
It's a perfect. I'll take a picture of the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she'll believe me anyways, but, you know.
Just to prove it.
Right.
See? They're
really?
Right from they're Taiwan. Right there. Look at the box.
I need the invoice or something.
And that's what will make the picnic
of
the misty castle of Yamagata.
I got a little plastic container, put a little pineapple. Sweet
pineapple. More romantic, sucking on
pineapples. Ooh. Fresh pineapples.
Yes, maybe sneaking a pineapple kiss of sorts. Ooh.
Wow. That's going to be my late afternoon.
Well, that sounds like fun, Rich.
Thank you. It will be. I'm excited.
I guess the stars have aligned.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
you're getting a pineapple right as you go on this picnic.
Right.
Yeah.
Lucky guy.
Positive energy, Rich. You get back what you put out.
I really do agree with that. Like, if you put out happiness.
And you get pineapple.
You get pineapples from Taiwan.
Indeed. All right, well, let's wrap it up. Big Rich?
Yes, sir.
There's a question for you. We'll do it in the next episode.
Okay, sure. Let's wrap this one up then.
You can reach out to us on X or Instagram, FBE T-shirt talk. And you can send a message through my website as well, 55freebird.com. Please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Do crazy things.
And we'll see you next week.
Take it easy.
Shit. Poor tramp. Why do you have to do that?